Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you guys have done a really good job taking it a day at a time, but as these games get closer and closer to the end, how different do these types of wins feel for you guys?
They're huge. I mean, you can definitely feel it. As far as I'm concerned, we're definitely in a playoff atmosphere, and I think we got to take it like that every day. And, those one-run ball games are huge if you can get out on top, and it was a very exciting one.
Given how well Irvin was pitching, is that something that you are aware of and thinking about when you're out there, or are you just doing your thing?
I'm just doing my thing. I can't really control what he's doing. He pitched a hell of a game tonight, and hats off to him, but I can only do the things I can control, and just gotta worry about pitching.
Sean, are you guys keeping an eye on the scoreboard? See how the Braves did after you figure out how you did?
I definitely was. It's definitely.
Do you know the situation now?
Not off the top of my head. I'm sure things have changed. But what's that?
They lost 9-0.
Cool. let's keep going.
How much do you relish pitching in games like this down the stretch?
It's great. I've always dreamt of being in a position like this, and to help this team win is huge, and just soaking up every moment.
Sean, we've talked a lot about the midseason transformation that you've made and all the work you've put in. It's been a little while now. Does it feel natural? Does this just feel like you now, or are you still, having to work on certain things to make it feel like you'd want it to?
It's natural, but I've learned the hard way. When you stop trying to put in the work and trying to get better, bad things will happen. So that's something I never want to be caught off guard like that ever again. So everything's feeling good, but there's always work to be done, and just got to keep pushing. It's unbelievable. Iggy filling in shortstop and Eddie coming in at second base, that almost double play that they made was one of the coolest things I've ever seen on the field. And not having Frankie is definitely a loss, but those guys have definitely stepped up, and it's a huge thing. And Alvy and Terence behind the plate have been fantastic, so definitely a huge thing, and I'm very excited to have them.
Did you feel like that sweeper, I guess, to Tanya was a mistake, or he just good hitting?
I think it was the right pitch, bad location, and he just slapped it into left field, so he just did his job.
What was your reaction when you hear that Francisco might just miss a few days, kind of just avoid the worst there?
Obviously I want him healthy and feeling good, and whenever he's back, great, but for the time being, I think we got the guys to step up and do this thing, so just keep doing our thing until he gets back.
How important has Iglesias been to this team since he joined you guys back in May?
Just clubhouse vibes. Since he came in and showed us OMG, have been fantastic. What he's done on the field, defensively, just playing any position, and, you know, the wizardry that he, I know he's been capable of doing, and then, you know, just the clutch hitting. You know, I'd say he's instrumental in this team, and he's been doing some unbelievable things.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.